What's your reaction to Eli not being the starting quarterback?
Yeah, you know, it's tough, especially when you have the best teammate that I've ever had in my short football career. That happens to a guy like that. You know, six other guys have only thrown for 50,000 yards, you know, whatever this streak is, 190-something. You know, he's been the face of this franchise. If you have a Mount Rushmore of not only New York Giants but New York athletes, he'd be on it. So, you know, it doesn't affect really anything. We just got to keep working. And, you know, we're going to be great teammates for Geno, and we're excited to watch him play this Sunday against Oakland, and this team is too. So we all got each other's support, and Eli's the best team I've ever had. And, you know, it's sad, but at the same time, we got to regroup and get ready for the win.
Ben also made clear you will play this season. You might not have known that earlier this year. So what is that like to know?
Yeah, it doesn't affect my preparation. I've said this before. I get up here pretty early, and I stay up here pretty dang late. And, you know, I always prepare. Like, if my opportunity came tomorrow, I'd be ready. And I approached that since the day I got here. And it doesn't really affect much. For right now, I'm going to be the best teammate I can be for, you know, E and Geno. And, you know, we're going to try to help us win our game on Sunday. But it doesn't affect anything.
What do you say to a guy like Eli? I mean, you're a young guy, a rookie. He's in that spot that he's in. What do you say to him today?
Yeah, I told him, I said, you're the best teammate I've ever had in my life, and you're the best quarterback I've ever seen in my life. So, be with you every day. It's been a lot of fun, and it's not like it's over. You know, it's like we still got practice tomorrow. We got five more games a month left, and yeah, it's sad today. It's gonna be tough today, but at the same time, Eli's an unbelievable football player. He's done great things for the New York Giants, and it isn't on him, and never will be. It's a team game. It's the ultimate team game. It takes all 11 guys on offense, 11 guys on defense, and special teams to win a game. So, he's been a great teammate. He's been a heck of a quarterback, and again, he's the best to ever play at this position for this team. So,
what's your conversation? How'd you find out?
It was Coach McAdoo, yeah. So he let us all know.
What's your conversation like with Eli and Geno afterwards when the decision went down?
Again, we said this from the beginning, we're going to be the best teammates to each other. We're always going to find ways to help one another where that's, you know, my stuff where I try to do a lot of breakdowns for whoever's playing that week. And, you know, Eli does the same thing. And we're just going to try to do the best we can to help that guy who's going to play on Sunday achieve success so we can all enjoy success in the locker room afterwards. That's all we're here for. We get paid, and we get judged off wins, and that's what we've been trying to do, and we got a chance to do it on Sunday. So we're both going to help Geno as much as we can, be great teammates, and help him prepare to win a game on Sunday.
Davis, on Sunday, do you anticipate being active as Geno Smith's backup?
Again, that's a Coach McAdoo question. Can't answer that. Haven't been told anything. My job, again, is to be prepared, and I go out there every single Sunday think I'm going to be activated, and if there's any chance I play, I want to be ready. So it hasn't changed, and don't blow that proportion. I've been doing that since my first preseason action, sorry. This is my first game against the Steelers. I prepared that way. Like, hey, I'm going to play three quarters, so get my mind right. But I played a quarter. So that's just how I am, and it doesn't affect anything.
You've said he's your best teammate you've had in your brief career, but is there one thing that you'll always say, Eli Manning taught me this or showed me this?
Today. Today was pretty big. The way he handled himself, the way he handled himself in front of his teammates, myself and Geno included, he was first class. He's very supportive. He's ready to help us win a game. And yeah, there's so many things that I could talk about, and we don't have enough time for that. And I've learned something from him every day, and I've really written him down, and I've really taken upon myself to kind of not only I've always kind of idolized Eli and so many quarterbacks I watched growing up, but kind of be his teammate and see how he does every single day. His routine didn't change today, and he's a heck of a teammate. He's the best quarterback in this franchise's history.
He got emotional when he was speaking to us. Was he emotional with you guys?
I mean, it's not easy when you start that many games, and you know, you got to get told that kind of thing by Coach McAdoo, and everybody feels in the whole facility. It's sad. It's not easy, but again, he was very, very persistent to tell us he was going to do whatever he can to help us prepare to play. You know, if that's Geno, if I get an opportunity, then he's going to help there. And there's no doubt in my mind he will, because he's the best team I've ever had in my life.
I mean, McAdoo said you are going to play in these next five games. So just how much of an opportunity, how big is that for you?
Yeah, I'll be excited. Just nothing affects my preparation. I would just be, you know, just how I always play. You know, I played that way since I was in seventh grade. I was a B-team backup quarterback. I play extremely driven, play competitive, and have passion with my teammates. So we're just looking forward to whoever plays quarterback to be able to enjoy success with each other, and that's teammates. It's a team game, and that's what we need to do, enjoy success.
Davis, did you talk to Coach McAdoo separately, one-on-one, or did you find out in a team meeting?
We've talked. I mean, again, I talked like to keep those conversations private. You know, it's a one-on-one conversation. But again, we all knew what was going to happen, and we talked about it one-on-one. We talked about it as a group, and he handled it very professionally, and it wasn't easy. I'm sure he didn't want to do it, but no one wanted it to happen. Eli's the quarterback for this team. He's the quarterback for this franchise. And but again, he handled it professionally. I'm very complimentary of that because it's not easy, and we all handled it pretty well.
You met Eli or Coach McAdoo?
Both.
How important was it for Eli to set that tone? You know, I mean, you could have thrown a tantrum.
Again, that's one thing I learned today. When things aren't going your way, which a lot of things this season sadly have not, he's been the same person every day. He prepares his butt off. He's the best team I've ever had. I've said that four or five times now, but I really mean it. And I learned a lot from that, and I've learned a lot this season, especially from him and how to handle himself, and that continued today, and it won't stop.